Hello, my name is John Gunn, and today I'm going to give you a demo of Cakewalk Pro Audio 9.
500 up on Cakewalk.
And yes, that is Cakewalk in the background. The speech you hear in the background is Eloquence, and I'm using Window Eyes version 4.2 Beta 2 as of this recording. My system generally, in a nutshell, is 300 megahertz, Pentium 2, 256 megs of RAM with a 30 gig hard drive. I'm not using sonar. That requires a little bit more horsepower. And at this time, I don't have that horsepower. I'm going to give you my email address at the end of this presentation. But again, it's Cakewalk Pro Audio 9. And I'm going to explain a little bit about Cakewalk. Not a whole lot as far as what can be done with it. I think we've heard enough demos in the past. This presentation, this is part one, I guess. And I'm going to do this probably in two or three parts. You never know. The main part is kind of minor editing and kind of how the program is laid out. For all intents and purposes, we're going to explain how Cakewalk is laid out as far as the tracks. Think of it as a spreadsheet. You have the rows, which represents tracks, generally 1 through 16 or whatever, or in Pro Audio 9, 1 through 255, or 256, I should say. And you also have headings. And I'm going to discuss those headings in just a second here. Some of those headings may be name, what the track is, the volume of it, how is, what is it audio, is it MIDI, so on and so forth. But we're going to go through those in a little bit here. As I said, I'm using Window Eyes, and the keys that we're going to be concerned with at this point for the hotkeys is Control Shift regular number keys 1 through 4. 1 tells me if there's any tracks selected. In fact, I'll let you hear this point.
Selected tracks.
No tracks selected. Sometimes we can kind of get lost in the Pro Audio or in where we are in tracks. And so if I want to find out what track I'm on.
Current track. 6. Red lock. K.
Okay, and that tells me that it's right vocal. We'll hear that again.
Current track. 7.
Whoops. Let me back it up again once here.
M.
Okay, now let's try that again.
Current track. 5. Left vocal.
Okay, left vocal. So that's
5.
I thought we were on 7.
Current track. 6. Right vocal.
Okay, that makes sense. This is 6 tracks, and the name of the tune is 500 Miles. There's 3 guitar tracks and 3 vocal tracks. Henceforth, if you add up 3 and 3, you get a remarkable 6 tracks. I did everything on here, and don't worry, I do have a day job. And after you after you hear my singing, you're going to be thankful that I do have a day job. But anyway, we've discussed Control Shift 2, which is what track I'm on. Let's do Control Shift 3.
Position 101000.
Okay, that tells me I'm based at one measure 1. And you're going to hear a bunch of numbers in there. Now, in 4/4 time, Cakewalk looks at the measures as 120 ticks per measure. So let's say if I wanted to go to the roughly starting the second or starting the second quarter note of the 10th measure, I could go to 10:301, which would really be technically the first tick of the second quarter of the 10th measure. I'm not going to get really technical into that. We're going to kind of leave that alone at this point. But just for editing purposes. Now the last one, what we're going to be really concerned with for right now.
Edit range. 101000. 101000.
And again, that is my edit range. Just think of a Word document. If you want to highlight some sentences or a paragraph or a couple of words. Just kind of think of this as marked text. Of course, at this point, there's nothing marked here. So, and then my control home, which is control, that's a control home key.
Beginning. 101000.
Beginning. And if I were to do control end.
End. 85.3010.
That'd be 85. Measure 85. So, in a nutshell, that's kind of what these keys are about for right now. And F9 will be set beginning a selection. Those are kind of like markers. And set ending a selection is F10. And we'll go through it in a little bit. But let's look at a track layout here. We're going to, as I said, we're on track one at this point. And we'll find out.
Current track. One. Guitar left.
So, let's go through the headings that we talked about before.
One.
This is track one.
Name. Guitar left.
Name guitar left.
M.
M is for mute. In other words, if I were to select this track by hitting my comma, which does select the track, it will... If I were to hit Control M, it'll mute that track, and you'd hear only the two guitars in.
S.
S is for solo. That, again, if I were to do the Control S, that'll just solo that track, and it'll cut everything else out except for the leave this track alone. It'll just, as it says, solo this track.
R.
R is for arming, as in A-R-M-I-N-G. Which stands for, kind of in a nutshell, if you want to press the record button down on each track, this is how you do it. Or at least get it ready to go. Well, in other words, arm.
Pan, zero.
Pan is zero. Now, just think of a clock. 9 o'clock would be hard left or zero. At 3 o'clock, it'd be a hard right, or 127. Cakewalk looks at this from 0 to 127, and roughly 64 would be pan center.
Volume, 100.
Volume is just what it says.
Channel, 1.
Channel's 1.
Source, left SB live. Graphic.
Source is left SB live. That's the audio source.
Cache.
Patch is nothing because we're not using any MIDI.
Port. SBLive. Wave out.
Port is SBLive wave out. You have to have an in and you have to have an out. So as you can tell, I'm using an SBLive sound card. So that's fine right there. We're going to leave that go at this point. But what I would like to do now is...
Current track. 4. Middle vocal.
Track 4 is middle vocal. And just to back up one step here, we'll go guitar right here.
Current track. 3. Middle guitar.
Whoops. And we'll go to track 2.
3.
I don't know why I did that way, but that's the
current track. 2. Guitar right.
Guitar right. Chorus name will be...
Guitar right.
Guitar right, as I said.
M. Pan. 127.
But notice how this says 127.
R.
Let's hear it again.
Pan. 127.
127.
2. 3.
Okay, so.
Current track. 3. Middle guitar.
Now we're on track 3. But for three. All intents and purposes, what I want to show you right now is I want to be on. We're going to just pick on the vocals. So I want to see where I am, make sure I'm on track 4.
Current track. 4. Middle vocal.
Middle vocal. That's generally the melody. Excuse me, I usually have the melody in the middle. And since I usually do that first, and I put the harmonies on top of that. So, track 5 will be left vocal.
4. Middle vocal. 5. 6. 5. Left vocal. 6. Right vocal.
Okay, so we're all set there. So let's make sure to get these tracks left.
Current track. 4. Middle vocal.
And my comma key will select the tracks. And we'll do one more.
4. Comma.
Now make sure that... So my tracks I want to do is 4, 5, and 6. So we'll verify that.
Selected tracks. 4, 5, 6.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's exactly what we want. Now I'm going to let you hear part of the song here. Again, this is 500 Miles. And again, be nice to the singer. He does have a day job, and as I said before, yeah, well, that's good. I'll let you hear part of this. We're not going to hear the whole thing, but...
Space.
You can hear the things going on here. Now, unfortunately, this is mono, so you're not going to get the left and the right tracks. But I think you'll get the idea anyway. And I did 3 guitar parts and 3 vocal parts. And we'll hear what it kind of sounds like now.
If you miss the train I'm on, then you'll know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. 100 miles, 100 miles.
Space.
Okay, it's enough for that. I don't want to torture people too much. I do have some respect. Now, some keys we didn't talk about is the F5 key. And I want to, let's say, I know roughly the vocals. We're going to select a, we have a four, our desired track selected, 4, 5, and 6. But now I'm going to do some little bit of a minor editing with this. And I'm going to, I know the vocals start at roughly on track 10, or measure 10, roughly so. But we're going to set a, we're going to edit a portion of these of this selection here. So
go to what measure? Edit box to time.
It says go to what? It says go to what measure? We're going to go to one measure 10.
0 500 take walk row audio custom control.
All right.
6.
Now just to make sure, I'm going to set my marker here.
Set beginning selection to current position 10 0 0 0.
And I think you heard that fine. So let's set our ending.
Go to
position.
What measure? Edit box 2 3 500.
And we'll set my ending selection here.
Set end selection to current position 2 3 0 1 0 0 0.
All right. So if I do my edit range.
Edit range 10 0 1 0 0 0 22 0 4 119.
And I believe that 22, that 119 represents. If it was 120, then we'd be definitely in the 23rd measure. So, even though I've used Cakewalk for a little while, I'm not going to in no way say that I'm an expert. But, now, getting back to the... So now we have our desired track selected. So, and just to double check, our edit range.
Edit range. 10 0 1 0 0 0. 22 0 4 119.
So think about this. This is our marked text in a document. And I think we could look at it that way, too.
Beginning.
Now let's, I know, as I said, I know it starts on 10.
Go to what measure? Edit box.
Well, I'm glad you asked. So we're going to go to measure 8.
8. 500.1 kW.
But just to show you how things can be soloed, I'm going to just, mute. I will just, the toggle mute is on. So I'm going to just let you hear what it sounds like without the vocals once.
Space. 6. M.
Oh, there's no vocals. What happens if we do this?
Oh, that I am gone.
Or if we solo them.
And hear the whistle blow 100 miles. 100 miles. 100 miles. 100 miles. 100 miles.
Space.
Okay, so you kind of see how that sounds. I'm not going to show you every track. I think you get the idea what that kind of does.
Beginning.
Now, I did the track selection, or my measures on the 3 vocal tracks for a simple reason. And I'm going to show you why. I'm going to, those of you who remember David Seville, well, this would be kind of the modern day Seville, David Seville, however.
That equals file.
E. Probably has a little bit more
edit box.
Notoriety than I do. Now, what I went into right here is transpose. Now, this song's in the key of G, or one sharp. Now, if I bring this up a half tone, or it'll say...
Checkbox. Edit box. The equals amount. Zero.
A equals amount. Zero. Of course, is nothing. Now, if I were to put one in here, it'll bring everything up, the vocals, which I just selected, everything up a half tone. So just for
one,
S and G's, as I call it, let's see what it sounds like.
Checkbox. Unchecked. T equals transpose audio.
But we need to transpose audio.
Space.
Now, generally, check. We wouldn't do this. Transposing more or less is done from MIDI. But
button. Okay.
Just for the heck of it, we're going to let you hear what it sounds like.
Hourglass.
this is going to sound probably like, I don't know. I guess you're going to have to make your mind up on that. And hopefully, I think you'll understand the drift here. We'll find out. Right now, what a cakewalk is doing is processing the audio. And we're going to kind of go from here. Incidentally, while this is going, all I've done the recording here. I used a Martin D15 from a friend of mine with electronic pickup in there. And my SB Live card and Cakewalk. And this microphone, which is I'm talking on, I should get a different mic when I'm doing recording.
Custom control.
I eventually plan to upgrade my system as far as the hardware. But just a cheap, you know, $5 microphone from Radio Shack. And, you know, you certainly wouldn't want to use this or release it as a CD, but you could, you know, it does a fairly good job for demo. So really not much as far as that goes, and I explain what I'm using for a computer. Now, our processing does, we've edited everything, we put our effects in there.
Go to what measure?
Okay, let's go to 9, or let's go to 8 again. Kind of give a warm-up, and you'll see what I'm getting at.
Space.
If you miss the train I'm on, then you know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow. A hundred miles. Sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? 100 miles, 100 miles. But I want to redeem myself.
100 miles.
You can hear the whistle blow. Okay, so you heard me bring it back down. But now let's do one other cute little thing that I think is kind of cool. So our edit range is still at...
Edit range. 10.01.0.0.0. 22.04.119.
And I can live with that. So that sounds good. And...
F equals E. And...
We'll do one little bit of transposing here.
Button. Edit box.
Now, as I mentioned before, I only brought that up a half tone. So I typed in a 1. Which, for the vocals, brought it up from G to G sharp, or A flat, depending how you want to look at it. But I'm going to type 12. Now, in the United States, 12 tones equals an octave. And I think you can kind of understand what I'm going to do here.
Checkbox. Check. T equals transpose audio.
So we're going to transpose audio.
Edit box. The equals amount. 12.
Amount is 12.
Check. Button. Okay.
So now let's, we're going to be processing here. So we're going to bring that up to for one octave. And I think you'll understand in a few minutes why I said it was kind of like David Seville. I guess the reason why this is setting up here while I was doing its processing, I wanted to show you it's very easy to use Cakewalk. There's some things that should be done to it. But as we go later on in this series, I'm going to explain that. What has to be done with the program is very little. One can set it up with the proper files up in probably about 2 minutes. As an installed. Okay, so now let's go back. We're going to give you a little warm-up here.
Go to what measure?
8. We're going to go to 8.
8.
All right. 500. And let's hear the little warm-up. And, well, you'll see what I mean. So here we go.
Space.
Now, you'll notice it just went down to the normal saying there, because I only selected part of those measure, or part of the selection. Well, as far as when I did my edit range, I only selected so many measures. But I just, kind of a cute little thing I want to explain to you what, you know, what can be done on this. Now, that's going to, at this point, conclude part one of our cakewalk demo. And the next section we're going to deal with is a little bit more editing also, but dealing with effects, putting some reverb in here, doing some cutting and pasting like you would do in a normal word processor, and generally that's what we're using it for, or that's what I'd like to put in there. A little bit more editing, what we can do for effects. And it's going to be a little bit different song. I'm going to, as I said in the beginning, I'll give you my email address, which is gun@tznet.com. Let me say that again. It's gun@tznet.com. I hope you enjoyed this little kind of a walk through or a little demo with Cakewalk. Again, it's Pro Audio 9. I think it's very possible, and I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, and I will catch you on the next on part two.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mose, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.